Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something proper, a break roll that feels glued to a floor-shaking low-end in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle, old-school DNB, darker roller energy. Not just a fast drum fill, we're talking about a musical phrase that can carry momentum, shape a drop, and make the room feel like it's bending under the weight of the low-end. The big idea here is simple, but it's powerful. Don't treat the drums and bass like separate things. Treat them like one rhythm section. The break brings motion, swing, character, and a bit of unpredictability. The bass brings pressure, gravity, and the physical hit. When those two are designed together, the roll stops being a gimmick and starts becoming a real arrangement tool. So let's build this the way a proper sampling-based DNB tune would be built. First, start with a break that already has attitude. Grab something classic if you can, like an Amen-style break, a Think-style break, or any dusty loop with strong ghost notes and a bit of head energy. Load it into simpler in slice mode, or into drum rack if you want hands-on pad control. If you need tighter timing, warp it lightly first, but don't overdo it. The whole point is to keep the human movement alive. That slightly uneven, alive-feeling groove is what gives jungle and old-school DNB its soul. At around 170 to 175 BPM, the break should already feel like it wants to run. Set your slices by transient so each hit gets its own space. Then start thinking in phrases, not just bars. That's important. A convincing roll usually has a shape, setup, escalation, impact, release. If every beat is equally busy, the ear stops hearing lift. So in the first part of the phrase, keep it more restrained. Let the listener feel the groove before you start pulling the tension up. Now build the roll as a performance, not as a grid exercise. Emphasize the main snare backbeats, drop in ghost kicks and ghost snares between them, and then use faster repeats near the end of the bar to create that pressure climb. A great trick here is call and response. Let the early bars establish the groove, then introduce quicker slice repeats, snare drags, or reverse hit leading into the next section. That way the roll feels like it's speaking, not just machine gunning. Use velocity as tone control. Lower velocity hits don't just play quieter, they often feel darker and softer too. That means you can create movement without reaching for EQ or saturation right away. And if a few notes need extra swing, nudge them slightly late. If you want urgency, push the final little cluster a touch ahead of the grid. Those micro moves matter. In DNB, the difference between stiff and smoking is often a few milliseconds. Now let's bring in the low end, and this is where the whole thing becomes floor shaking. Don't just drop a bass loop underneath the drums. Design the bass as part of the roll. For a classic weighty jungle or DNB feel, use two layers. First, a sub-layer in operator or wavy-table using a sine wave, kept fully mono and clean. Second, a mid-bass layer, like a Reese or a moving bass patch, with enough harmonic content to speak through the speakers. The sub should stay simple and controlled. The mid-layer is where you can bring in movement, detune, and a bit of attitude. Think of the bass as a rhythmic editor. It doesn't just support the drums, it can syncopate against them, answer them, or even slightly lead them. Let the sub hold note lengths that give the groove room. Let the mid-bass stab on the snare drag, or sustain through the densest part of the roll while the drums do the talking. If the break is busy, keep the bass simpler. If the bass is evolving, reduce the ornamentation in the drums. One strong focal point beats two things fighting for attention. A really useful pattern is to make the bass answer the roll. The drums say something, the bass responds. Then both hit together at the drop pickup. That conversational phrasing is a classic jungle and DNB move, and it instantly makes the phrase feel like a performance. For the mid-bass, try a low-pass filter that opens across the phrase. Start the cutoff fairly low, maybe around 200 Hz, and automate it upward toward 1.2 kHz by the end of the bar or phrase. Keep resonance moderate. You want tension, not whistle. Now we shape the drum roll itself so it hits hard without turning brittle. On the break bus, a clean chain like EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor can go a long way. Use EQ8 gently. If needed, clean up a little mud around 250 to 450 Hz, and high pass only if there's an usable low rumble down below. Then add drum bus with moderate drive, light crunch, and only a little boom if the break already has kick weight. After that, saturator with soft clip-on can add density and help the break feel more solid. Finish with glue compressor, but keep it subtle. You're aiming for a few dB of gain reduction, not squashing the life out of the sample. And here's a pro move: duplicate the break and process one copy as the dry groove, another as the crunchy layer. Blend them in parallel instead of overcooking one source. That way you preserve the transient life while still getting the grime and weight. If you want even more underground edge, lightly clip the brake bus with saturator soft clip instead of relying only on compression. That usually preserves punch better. Next, lock the bass and drums together with sidechain and phase discipline. DNB low end has to be clean, predictable, and mono compatible. On the bass bus, use compressor or glue compressor with sidechain from the kick, and sometimes the snare if needed. Start with a fast enough attack to catch the hit, a release that breathes back in time with the groove, and just enough gain reduction to make space. Don't overpump it unless that's the intention. If the bass and brake are clashing, carve a small EQ space around the kick fundamental, and always check in mono with utility. If the sub disappears in mono, that's a red flag. Remove stereo widening from the low end immediately. Now add a res or bass accent to answer the role. This is where the phrase starts to feel really alive. A short res stab, a mid-bass growl, a reverse swell, or even a filtered note at the end of a bar can make the whole pattern feel more intentional. Use wavetable or analog for this. Moderate to tune, some movement, and a controlled filter sweep can go a long way. The important thing is to make the bass conversational. It should react to what the drums are doing. That gives you tension without just piling on more notes. Once the break, roll, and bass interplay feels right, resample it. This is one of those advanced moves that makes a huge difference in sampling heavy DNB. Route the drum and bass group to a new audio track, record a 4-bar or 8-bar pass, and consolidate the best take into a single audio clip. Why? Because resampling freezes the groove. It gives you a finished object you can edit like audio, and it makes arranging way faster. You can cut it, reverse it, stutter it, or strip it down without juggling multiple MIDI parts. After resampling, use warp only if you need to. Then slice the audio and make variations. A half-bar roll, a 1-bar pickup, a reverse pre-hit, a final hit stutter. This is where old-school sampling mentality really shines. The phrase starts to feel like a custom performance artifact, not just a loop. Now let's talk arrangement, because a great roll has to move through the track with purpose. Over an 8-bar phrase, start sparse. Maybe bars 1 and 2 are just the break and sub. Then bars 3 and 4 introduce more chop detail and a bass response. Bars 5 and 6 can open the filter slightly and add a touch more saturation. Bars 7 and 8 should feel like the edge of the drop, maybe with the bass stripping out for a beat before everything slams back in. That little void before impact is huge. A stop-start moment or a brief thinning can make the next hit feel way bigger than simply adding more and more notes. Automation is your friend here. Use auto filter on the mid-bass to open the tone over time. Throw a quick bit of reverb or echo on a final hit, but keep the low end dry. Maybe raise drum bus drive a little in the last bar. The rule is, the roll should intensify by density, tone, or space, but not all three at once. If the drums get busier, let the bass simplify. If the bass gets more active, reduce drum clutter. That balances what keeps the phrase strong instead of muddy. And if you're building a full track, think like a selector and a mix engineer. Keep your intro and outro DJ friendly. Leave enough space to mix in and out cleanly. Use the roll as a lift into the main drop, or as a way to transition into a second drop with a heavier bass variation. The first drop can be more restrained. Save the heaviest roll, darkest bass answer, or most distorted version for later in the track. That way your energy arc feels real. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the break too clean. Some roughness is part of the magic. Second, don't overprocess the low end. If the bass sounds huge soloed but weak in the mix, simplify it instead of adding more effects. Third, don't overpack the roll with notes. Pace is part of the swing. Fourth, don't stereo widen the sub. Keep everything below the low bass region in mono. Fifth, gain stage carefully if you're using saturation or drum bus, because false excitement can trick you into thinking something sounds better than it actually does. A few advanced variations can really spice this up. Try half roll into double roll contrast, where a sparse 1/8-note section gets answered by a denser 1/16 burst. Or drop a short triplet cluster right before the snare backbeat for a ragged jungle feel. You can also shift a snare drag a tiny bit early or late to create pickup displacement. Another strong move is a break swap on bar 4 or 8, where one bar changes just enough to refresh the entire phrase. Even a tiny reversal or a filtered swell can make the whole thing feel more dangerous. For sound design, remember this: layer transient and body separately if needed. A short room can glue sliced drums together, but keep it tiny. Distort the mids in parallel if you want grime, but protect the sub from blur. Shape note lengths instead of relying only on compression. and always make sure your filter motion follows the rhythm. If the automation opens on a weird subdivision, the phrase can feel disconnected. Here's a good practice exercise. Make two versions of the same four-bar phrase. Version 1 should be classic jungle. Chopped break, mono sub, sparse bass, lots of swing and ghost notes. Version 2 should be heavier and more modern. Duplicate the break, add drum bus and mild saturator, bring in a reese answer at the end of bars 2 and 4, and automate a low pass opening across the phrase. Then compare them in mono and in context. Which one supports the drop better? Which one leaves more room for the bass? Which one feels more DJ ready? Then resample your favorite version and make one alternate edit, like a reverse pickup, a stuttered last beat, or a stripped down turnaround. That's how you turn a loop into a usable arrangement element.